Why do you watch the local news? If you're like me, you probably only tune in for the cheesy commercial breaks. But most people aren't like me, and they like to watch their local news because it's quote-unquote trustworthy. For some reason or another, people expect their local news corporations to be more accurate or something. Maybe it's because they live in the same area, and that small-town mentality where everyone tells the truth kind of comes up in the viewer's mind. But what if I told you that there are some pretty sly ways that local networks fulfill their own interests instead of actually reporting the news? Yep, that's possible. And they're called video news releases, or VNRs. So what exactly are these VNRs, and how do they support the interests of the news station, but not the viewer? Well, you see, a VNR is actually a means of advertising. Any private company, government association, or individual can produce a VNR, normally done by an outside public relations firm, in order to encourage a certain product or agenda. This VNR, which looks and sounds as if a news network actually investigated that product or agenda, is then sent, along with a wad of cash, to your local news station to be aired. You can see where the line between special interest and non-biased reporting can be erased. While looking into this kind of advertising, I stumbled upon a PR newswire company called MultiView, who produced and distributed VNRs. MultiView was hired to create a VNR for Mimix, a new skin cream said to help with eczema, and send their video, already formatted as a newscast, to local news stations around the country. I found one of Mimix VNRs that was aired on December 19th of 2005 from WYTV Channel 33 of Youngstown, Ohio. Len Rome, the health reporter for WYTV 33, actually introduced Mimix during the broadcast and had voiced over the original VNR to make it sound as if he reported on it. Mr. Rome even mentioned at the end that they contacted dermatologists in the area and they believed that Mimix was available to get in that part of the country. Don't even try to tell me that MultiView and WYTV weren't in cahoots, alright? This was not reporting. This was not even news. It was simply a primetime advertisement. So why did MultiView air their program as a broadcast instead of an actual commercial? And why would Youngstown's local, friendly, and trustworthy Channel 33 News present something that, one, did not pertain to them, and two, was not even news? Here's the simple answer. Money speaks. First off, a news network is much more credible than just a private commercial. Secondly, your local news station is not a non-profit organization, alright? So stop thinking that it won't and doesn't cave to special interest groups or money in general. Everyone that was a part of the operation benefited. The news station, the VNR publisher, and the company shown in the VNR. It's a no-brainer for these guys. But that doesn't mean that we, the viewers, can't use our own brains and figure out the difference between fair, balanced reporting and primetime advertising. This is Nolan Cady for the Havman Chronicle. Thanks again.